Hej Paul! In North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white rotten till the sun went down, filled him a jug and he passed it around. Mighty, mighty please, the pappy's gonna squeeze him. Ooh, I like that. Well, the G-Man, G-Man revenues too, searching for a place where they made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept cooking. Ooh, I like that. Called his brew, white nodding to the Mountain Dew. Took it to see it, and right away I knew. As my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Like I started flashing, done, started crashing. Shh, while I knew. Man, a G-Man, G-Man, revenue's due. Searching for a place where they made his food. They were looking, trying to book him, but my path kept cooking. Shh, while I knew.
Gentleman right there just sang that song for you. He's originally from Terre Haute, Indiana, via Nashville, Tennessee. For 12 years, he worked with Bobby and Sonny, the Osborne Brothers, playing guitar and bass. Not at the same time, but he played both instruments and sang harmony with those guys. Also worked with Lonzo and Oscar. This guy right here, before, instead of graduating high school at high school, he was in his cap and gown already playing on the Grand Ole Opry and got his picture taken that night with Roy Acuff, which I think is one of the coolest things ever. Also the only man ever to fill in for Bill Monroe on the Grand Ole Opry stage. He played the mandolin and wore the big white hat and was a bluegrass boy for one night. He was Bill Monroe for one night. I don't know why, but he did it, and that's a great thing. I think that speaks volumes for this young gentleman right here. And also, if any of y'all been watching that Viagra, the Viva Viagra commercial, that's out right now. He's hiding in a ball cap, but he's on there, I can promise you that. The one and only Terry Eldridge right here on guitar.
Thank you, folks. I was the stunt man.
Big tall drink of water back here in the upright bass, originally from Reidsville, North Carolina. Via Nashville, Tennessee. For 13 years, he worked with Bobby and Sonny, the Osborne Brothers. Also worked with Wilma Lee Cooper, Dolly Parton. I forgot who else. He worked with, actually, the king of bluegrass music himself, old Jimmy Martin. And also worked on the farm of Bill Monroe when he was in high school instead of doing some other things. This guy spent his time working on the farm for Bill, working the mules and building them fences and all that good stuff. If there's a real deal in this park here this afternoon, it's this guy right here on the upright bass, Mr. Terry Smith. Give him a big hand.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I would like to do a song now where I will demonstrate a little bit of the slap bass technique on the old upright bass. Please try to contain your excitement. This is a tune called Hear That Lonesome Whistle Blow, Son.